A rare, historic, and now damaged wall mural at the Boston Public Library has been carefully removed. That's so it can be rescued by a team of art conservation experts. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on the painstaking new methods created to save the 19th century French mural that are unprecedented.
For more than a century, people who've walked into the library's main branch entrance facing Copley Square and then headed up the grand marble staircase have been struck by 8 large-scale murals depicting academic disciplines. BPL Exhibitions associate Megan Weeks describes the pastel-hued philosophy panel.
We're looking at 2 robed figures, Athenian figures, if you will, backed by the Acropolis, which is rendered in very light relief at the top right-hand portion of the panel. And they are discoursing. They're having a debate, a conversation.
But Weeks remembers how the top right corner of this 120-year-old painting became her version of a nightmare.
I was strolling by one day in late 2014, and I noticed a strange patch of light hitting the top right-hand side of the canvas. That light turned out to be a little bit of dust, and that dust had collected on a bulge of sorts.
A bulge on an artwork is not something an art steward ever wants to see. Panic ensued.
These are the city of Boston's works, so there's that moment of terror when you see that these masterpieces are in jeopardy. I was certainly completely freaked when I saw it.
Weeks freaked because this historic painting is part of a series by the most highly regarded 19th century muralist in France, Pierre Puvis de Chavannes. She alerted her higher-ups and immediately called a top art conservation expert, Gianfranco Poccobene, head of conservation at Boston's Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum.
It was very alarming, and we immediately mobilized and put up some temporary scaffolding to inspect the entire surface. And we discovered that, in fact, somewhere between 75 and 80% of the mural had detached from the plaster.
Turns out moisture from an elevator shaft located behind the mural degraded metal supports and plaster that held it into place. Poccobene had never seen this before, so he reached out to his mentor. Ian Hodkinson, a professor emeritus at Queen's University in Ontario, has been restoring murals for 50 years.
We did some tests right at the bottom of the mural and found that with only very slight physical movement, it shatters.
Hodkinson and Poccobene had to figure out how to gently separate the art from the wall for repair. The conservators lightly tap around the mural to show me what detached plaster sounds like.
It's loose.
The philosophy panel looks like it was painted onto the wall, but Megan Weeks, who's overseeing the restoration project, says the artist created the series using oils on linen canvases in France.
Puvis was 72 years old when he received this mural commission. He never saw it installed in Boston, and he never accompanied the panels, so this remains his only mural project outside of France.
The panels were shipped to Boston in 1895. The artist's assistants set the canvases in place using a binding technique called mariflage. Weeks likens the application of this mural series to installing artful wallpaper.
Very valuable wallpaper, and it's really not meant to come off.
To fix the damaged mural, it needs to come off completely. The conservators devised a procedure for building and securing a bracing support to keep the mural intact while they subject it to the trauma of removal. Using spatula-like tools of various sizes, the conservators separated the mariflaged canvas from the wall. Once down, the conservators will attach a rigid honeycomb panel that will act as a protective barrier between any moisture and the canvas. Ian Hodkinson says the solution is unprecedented.
There is absolutely nothing in the literature about this type of project, and it hasn't happened on all the other Puvis de Chavannes mural paintings that are all in France except for this one.
This first is not lost on interim Boston Public Library president David Leonard.
In some ways, the BPL is known for some of its firsts early on. We wouldn't necessarily be choosing this to be a first to be known for, but all going well, you know, we'll be able to have a precedent that somebody else will be able to use should they ever be in a similar situation again.
Leonard acknowledges the stakes are high on a project that's happening less than a year after precious artworks went missing and were later found in the library.
We're now even more aware of our obligations for all of the art in our collection, We want to ensure that people have confidence in the approach that we're taking so that this project has the best chance of being successful.
However much you have worked out the process and the theory of it, you have to be prepared to go with what the mural is actually telling you.
That's conservator Ian Hodkinson again.
In the long run, when the painting goes back up, it should look like nothing has ever happened.
That's always a conservator's hope. And the philosophy mural was indeed removed and lowered successfully.
Great work.
Now that it's down, the heavy 120-year-old mural has been maneuvered through the library's corridors to the third floor for 6 to 8 weeks of restoration. For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.
I keep coming, one more point.
You can see pictures of the mural and the removal process at WBUR.org.